You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio along with Tina Bernot. We're going to learn all about next Thursday's Taste of the Arts event here at Murray State. Tina, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Have you tickets left?
Oh my gosh, you know, when you called last week and suggested I come and talk for a couple minutes, I went ahead and held four seats. For any of your listeners who, after hearing this, might want to come, I have four seats, so they're going to need to call me at my office quick-like if they want them. Otherwise, we're sold out.
My goodness, thank you very much.
You're
welcome. 809-3250.
That's me.
Area code 270, call now. Yeah. Because it's a night to benefit the College of Fine Arts and or Humanities and Fine Arts.
That's correct.
And, the money goes to scholarships primarily, I would assume.
Absolutely, all to scholarships for our very talented students in departments of art, music, and theater.
And all of them are pressed into action during this evening.
Yes, indeed. They'll be there. And we'll have some great performances from student and faculty alike. It's a really fun event.
So describe the goings-on.
Well, everyone will come in. The event starts at 5:30. We have a lot of mingling going on. We have a silent auction. We have some background music going on, a lot of opportunity to see some of the beautiful work from the Department of Art, as well as listen to music and talk with theater students and faculty as well. We will do a live auction later in the evening after dinner is served, and our dinner is a really unique experience because we do seven different stations of a lot of heavy hors d'oeuvres. Everything is paired beautifully, very creative, definitely not your run-of-the-mill barbecue type of event. It's an upscale dinner that is fantastic.
The goal is to raise how many dollars?
Ooh, good question. I always try to get a little bit more each year, and I don't like to put a hard target on there. But last year we raised $21,000, which was enough for us to provide three full rides to talented students in the arts. And so I want to beat that this year.
Sure enough. You always have an amazing inventory of auction items. Do you want to highlight them?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Our featured silent auction item this year, actually we have a few of them. We've got some memorabilia from Ordway Hall. So if our guests have an affinity with Ordway, you know, it's part of our history now.
Like what?
We've got some interior doors. We have a beautiful copper downspout from the exterior. So we'll be having those in our silent auction. And in our live auction, we'll be featuring a stone shield from the mantle on the first floor of Ordway. So that's a very, very beautiful item. It's very heavy, but it's very beautiful. So we'll be having that in the live auction. But other things in the silent auction, we've got almost full season tickets to WKCTC Arts in Focus performances in Paducah, which are popular and wonderfully organized. Fidalgo Bay put together a beautiful gift basket with work from some local artists, as well as coffee and some mugs and things from their store. So that's a really unique item. We also have a lot of handmade jewelry and art pieces that are originals and just gorgeous.
Some of the faculty donated artworks last year.
Indeed.
Again this year?
Yes, and our faculty pieces are just exquisite, and we tend to feature them in the live auction because they're just such high value and beautiful. We also, and that makes me mention too, for the live auction, Wayne Bates has donated another piece again this year. His work is always so beautiful. And Kate, we have seven trips to auction off this year. I'm really excited about that. We are going to send our guests to the wine country in California for a VIP experience and tours of some local wineries. We have an astronaut experience at the Kennedy Space Center with astronaut training and lunch with an astronaut. So those are cool bucket list type experiences. And we also have a great golf and shopping trip on the East Coast, Ocean City, Maryland. And we have some Gulf Shore condos up for bid as well for a week's stay down in Gulf Shores, Alabama. So we have some really great stuff this year, all to help us bring in funds for our talented students in the arts.
Now, I don't think you've mentioned yet one of the experiences that is up for auction, and that is Leading the Racer Band, which seems to be a pretty coveted gift.
Absolutely. You know, that's really the most fun of the night. We always have a little surprise around that item that just brings energy to the room like nothing else could. And conducting the Racer Band and working with John Fannin, who's just a Murray State legend, is an unbelievable experience. And there'll be several people in the room who have done it before and just can't say enough about what an amazing experience it is to stand up there in front of all those kids and make it happen.
I've actually watched a couple of people do this. With high glee, I might say.
Yeah, I can only imagine what that
and
would be like.
And high dollar, too.
Yes. Yeah, they pay for that experience, that's for sure, and it's money well spent.
Now, we must announce regrets about longtime Master of Ceremonies.
Yes.
Bob Valentine mm-hmm. being called away on a family matter.
Yes. So we've got Mr. Mark Welch, who is another local MSU celebrity and longtime dedicated person here on campus, and he is going to be standing in. And they've already been bantering back and forth, so I suspect some equivalent jokes and fun for the evening.
And your auctioneer will be back?
Yes, he will. Greg Reynolds will be back again to help us make all those big bucks on the live auction items. He's a lot of fun, dedicated to Murray State, loves the arts and what we do. So he's a great piece of the entertainment. And our event, this is our fifth annual event. And like you said, we've been working hard to grow it each year, and we hope to continue to do that again this year. And we have an event sponsor, F&B Bank, who will be there and helping us. So that's also a wonderful piece, and lots of wonderful organizations and a couple community businesses sponsoring tables as well. And thanks to WKMS for your presence at the event as well.
Well, it's something that we're committed to doing since we partner with the arts consistently and get the word out about what's happening in entertainment around the region. But the real serious nature of this is that it's tough to be an art major, a theater major, a music major. I mean, you have to make a living, and
yeah.
In today's society, sometimes those professions are hard to make a living in. And so giving a person the leg up is a big deal here.
I agree 100%. And, you know, the best part about this is that our alumni from the arts are the ones who give back a lot for this auction. And so, you know, they're passionate about what they do and following their dreams. And it's not always about dollar signs. It's about helping people follow their passion. And I think that our guests at the event will see the quality of the work that's come in for the auction this year and see that passion.
And we'll hear it in the musicians, for
Indeed.
Sure.
Indeed. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for being with us today, Tina.
Thank you so much for having me.